Some members of my shul have a minig during Shacharis on Sukkot of leaving the shul during the repetition of the Amidah in order to bench Netilas Ulav in the shul sukkah. I hold this is improper because, one, the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than the sukkah. Two, by leaving the shul during the repetition of the Amidah, one does not fulfill the mitzvah of hearing the complete repetition by the Shliach Tzibur. Wouldn't it be more proper to bench Lulav at your sukkah at home before coming to shul if benching in the sukkah is your minig rather than leaving the shul to do so? Thank you and call Tov, Mayor Tzvi from Toronto. I remember that you asked me this question in person when I was in Toronto. In any case, there are a few different minhagim brought down. One minig that the Shulchan Aruch says, the Tur says, that one should bench lulav right before Hallel in shul. The reason for that is that the main mitzvah of lulav is during Hallel, and one should bench the lulav immediately after he makes the bracha, still be holding the lulav, and make all the nanuim in Hallel. That is one minig. And in addition, some hold that you shouldn't bench lulav before davening because davening is more usual than lulav, and tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. The more usual thing usually comes first. However, there is another minig based on various reasons that one should bench the lulav in the sukkah before he goes to shul, both because there's reason makdim l'mitzvah to do it as early as possible, and also al pi kabbalah to combine the mitzvah of lulav with the mitzvah of sukkah. That meaning is to make the bracha and benot the lulav in the sukkah and then go to shul. Another minig is, it's brought down, that to benot the lulav in shul before Hallel and then after davening to go into the sukkah and make the nanuim in the sukkah without any bracha to be yotzei the inyan of being not the lulav in the sukkah. Another minig I saw brought down is that after chazoras hashatz, there's a break, people go out into the sukkah, make the bracha netilas lulav to mekayim that kabbalah inyan of connecting the mitzvah of lulav and the mitzvah of sukkah, and then come back in the shul for Hallel. I didn't see anyone who says that one should leave the shul during chazoras hashatz in order to be able to be notal lulav in the sukkah. Just the opposite, you're right. A person should hear chazor sashat, should answer amen to all the brachas, and one of the other minhagim would be acceptable, but this is not one of the ones mentioned to leave during chazor sashat in order to be notal lulav in the sukkah.